Okay, let's unpack this. Imagine finding a shortcut, almost, to understanding a really game-changing business model. Today, we're diving deep into agency uptime. The Sorkas we're looking at position them as, well, kind of embodying Peter Thiel's zero-to-one idea. They seem to be really transforming an entire market space.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're talking about a claim, a pretty bold one, of over 90% cost reduction for a critical service. And supposedly, while keeping features that are actually superior.
Right.
So our mission today, for you listening, is to figure out how agency uptime pulled this off, this monopolistic market disruption, as the analysis calls it. And what does that tell us about, you know, value and competition generally?
Mm-hmm.
We're working from a strategic assessment that really breaks down their category creation and, crucially, their pricing strategy.
And what's really fascinating, I think, is that agency uptime didn't just, like, create a new category out of thin air. They've fundamentally rewritten the rules, the economic rules, of an existing one. Uptime monitoring isn't new, but this approach is. So this deep dive, it's not just about one company. It's more like a masterclass in business model innovation.
Right.
It shows how these almost impossible to match economics can completely shift a market.
Okay.
And for you, if you're, say, running an agency or just trying to understand what makes a market leader, there are some serious aha moments in here.
Okay, let's get into those numbers then, because that 90% cost reduction claim, it sounds huge.
Yeah.
Almost audacious. What exactly is agency uptime offering? What's the core deal that makes it so, well, disruptive?
It is audacious, but the assessment lays out the numbers pretty clearly. So the core offering, right, it's $50, $50 a month. For that, you get monitoring for 200 websites total.
200 for $50.
And it's split. So 100 of those sites get checked every minute, really rapid monitoring. The other 100 sites are checked every 5 minutes, still pretty frequent.
Okay.
And here's the kicker, really. Full white labeling is included in that $50. No extra charge for that basic capability.
Wow. Okay, context needed here. How does that compare?
Right. So traditional competitors, you're typically looking at minimum maybe $99, often up to $199, sometimes more per month. And that's often just for basic white labeling, maybe covering only like 10 to 50 sites, not 200.
Big difference.
Huge. And if you need that 200 site volume with enterprise features from others, you could easily be paying $500 to $2,000 a month or more. So agency uptime's claim that 90% plus cost reduction while offering superior functionality, it seems grounded in these comparisons.
That disparity is, yeah, it's stark. I hadn't grasped just how big the gap was. So let's say I'm an agency owner. How does this dual speed thing, the 1 minute and 5 minute checks, actually work for me in practice? What's the benefit? And honestly, how does agency uptime even make money selling monitoring for, what, pennies per site?
Yeah, good question. And this is where their strategy gets quite clever. It's about value segmentation. The tiered monitoring isn't just cost saving for them. It creates strategic advantages for the agency. Well, think about it. Agencies can put their highest value clients, the really critical websites, on those premium 1 minute checks. That ensures super fast alerting for their most important accounts.
Okay, makes sense.
And it gives the agency a built-in upsell opportunity for their clients. They can offer different monitoring speeds as different service tiers.
Ah, so they can charge their clients more for the faster monitoring.
Precisely. And from agency uptime side, this tiered system helps them manage their own infrastructure load and costs. It's way more efficient than having all 200 sites pinging every 30 seconds, for example. It balances resources.
Nice.
But they still deliver massive value. Hmm. If you calculate it out, $50 for 200 sites. That's just 25 cents per site per month. Compare that to competitors who are often charging, you know, $2, even $10 per site per month.
25 cents versus potentially $10.
Exactly. It puts agency uptime in a completely different league, economically speaking.
Okay, so they reel you in with this incredible base price. Fair enough.
Yeah.
But what about the add-ons? Is this where they get you, you know, the hidden costs, the premium features that suddenly make it expensive?
That's always the concern with low base prices, right? The old bait and switch.
Yeah.
But according to the analysis, that's not really the case here. They have what's called a modular revenue architecture. Optional premium features, yes, but they're priced really low. The goal seems to be adding significant value without massively inflating the total cost.
Okay, like what? Give me some examples.
Sure. So branded PDF reports, really important for agencies to show value to their clients. That's just $9 a month extra. Agencies can use these professional reports to easily justify charging their own clients, say, $20 to $50 a month for monitoring.
And competitors charge more for reporting.
Oh, yeah. Often $50 plus a month just for decent reporting. Or the reporting is very basic, not really white-labeled properly.
Gotcha. What else?
Multi-user logins. So as an agency team grows, they need more people accessing the platform. That's $15 a month. It helps agencies scale, but it also subtly increases their lock-in, their switching costs.
Makes sense.
Then there's even faster monitoring 30-second check intervals. That's $29 a month. This is typically an enterprise feature, usually found in plans costing, you know, $200 or way more elsewhere. They offer it for under $30.
Wow.
And finally, webhook and API access. For agencies wanting to integrate monitoring into their own systems, their dashboards, their workflows, that's $15 a month. So let's add it all up. The total platform economics, base platform, $50 a month for 200 sites. If you add every single one of those premium features, the absolute maximum you'd pay is $118 a month.
$118 total for everything.
For everything. 200 sites, 30-second checks available, PDF reports, multi-user API access to the works, $118 max.
And the competitor equivalent for that level of service and site volume?
Easily $400 to $1,600 a month, maybe more, depending on the specifics. The assessment calculates this as a 70-85% saving, even when you max out all the agency uptime features.
Okay, the savings for the agency itself are undeniable, crystal clear.
Yeah.
But let's flip it. How does this make money for the agency? What's their economic picture look like using agency uptime?
Right. This is the core transformation. Agency uptime essentially turns uptime monitoring from just another overhead cost into a serious profit center for agencies. Huh. Think about it. The agency's total cost is max $118 a month, maybe just $50 if they stick to the base plan. But they can charge their clients quite reasonably somewhere between $15 and $40 per site per month for providing this monitoring service under their own brand.
$15 to $40 per site.
Yeah. So do the math. They only need to sign up like 2 to 4 client sites to completely cover their entire agency uptime bill.
Just a few clients pay for the whole platform.
Exactly. Break even is incredibly low. And here's the really powerful part. Every single client site they add after that break even point, it generates almost pure profit, like 90% plus profit margin on each additional site monitored.
That's huge. It really shifts the dynamic.
Completely. Uptime monitoring goes from being this annoying, necessary expense that eats into margins to being a high margin, scalable revenue stream.
This sounds, well, honestly, it still sounds almost too good to be true. If it's this disruptive, why aren't the big established players just matching the price? What's stopping a major competitor from saying, okay, fine, we'll do $50 too?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it? And the assessment dives into this with what it calls the competitive impossibility matrix. Yeah. It argues that traditional competitors are basically trapped. There are several reasons.
Like what?
First, business model constraints. They have existing revenue streams built on higher prices. They have investors who expect certain returns based on that current pricing. Plus, many have significant technical debt older systems that are expensive and difficult to overhaul to achieve the kind of efficiency agency uptime seems to have built.
So their hands are tied by their existing success almost.
In a way, yes. Second, their economic structure is different. They often have much higher overheads, legacy infrastructure costs, bigger sales and marketing teams perhaps focused on enterprise deals, more extensive support structures built for higher paying clients.
Okay.
And third, market positioning. Their brand identity is often built around being a premium provider. Slashing prices by 90% would massively devalue their brand in the eyes of existing customers. It could also create huge conflicts with existing partners or resellers who operate on current pricing structure.
Right, it would disrupt their entire ecosystem.
Exactly. The source uses this analogy, the Rockefeller strategy perfected. Standard Oil undercut competitors by, say, 50% to gain dominance back in the day. Agency uptime, this analysis claims, has undercut them by 90% while offering better features in many cases.
So it's like trying to turn a battleship on a dime.
Pretty much. The inertia is immense. The assessment literally says this creates complete economic impossibility for traditional competition. They argue it's not just about being cheaper. Agency uptime has fundamentally changed the game in a way incumbents structurally cannot follow without cannibalizing their existing business.
Okay, so it's not just a price war. It's a fundamental market redefinition. How does this strategy then build, you know, defensible moats? How do they protect this advantage long term?
Well, that ties back to the 0-to-1 idea. They haven't just entered the market. They've redefined the economics of agency-focused uptime monitoring. The source argues this creates monopolistic positioning, not in the legal sense, perhaps, but in the strategic sense of having an unmatchable advantage.
And how does that play out in practice?
Through really strong network effects and platform stickiness, the super low price makes trying it out a no-brainer for agencies. This drives high trial rates and lots of word-of-mouth marketing.
Right. Agencies telling other agencies.
Exactly. And as those agencies use the platform to offer great pricing and make fantastic margins themselves, they become huge advocates for agency uptime. Plus, the white label model means agency uptime achieves this sort of invisible market dominance. The end clients often don't even know agency uptime exists.
Clever.
Then you have the economic switching costs. If you're an agency paying $50 or $100 a month, the thought of switching back to something costing $400, $800, $800, $1,600, it's a massive hurdle.
Yeah, that's a powerful deterrent.
And finally, feature integration becomes sticky too. Things like there's specific integration with Go High Level, which is apparently quite popular with agencies, or just the effort involved in setting up all the white labeling and reports. It increases operational dependency. Once an agency is set up and running smoothly, the motivation to switch, even if a competitor did somehow lower prices, is significantly reduced.
So, looking down the road, what are the bigger strategic implications here? If a company really achieves this kind of market control, what does it mean for the industry? What's next for agency uptime?
Well, the strategy seems clear. Rapid market share capture. Use the unbeatable economics to penetrate the market quickly. Educate agencies on the profit potential of white labeling, solidifying their position as the solution for agency uptime monitoring. This effectively excludes competitors who can't match the economics.
And how do they sustain that as they grow?
Through scaling economics.
Really?
Their infrastructure costs get spread across a rapidly growing user base. The tiered monitoring helps manage resources efficiently. The optional modular add-ons provide high margin revenue growth. And those network effects we talked about just keep compounding, making their position stronger.
Are there risks?
Sure, the assessment touches on risks. Operational risks, managing rapid growth, delivering new features reliably. Market risks, how competitors might react, even if it's difficult, or maybe educating the market takes longer than expected. But their focus seems to be on operational excellence and market defense, constantly improving the platform and reinforcing their value proposition to mitigate these. The likely future, according to this analysis, is that the market evolves around agency uptime, with traditional players struggling to adapt due to those deep economic constraints.
So let's bring it all together. What's the main takeaway from this deep dive into agency uptime?
It really feels like we've looked at something quite rare in business.
I think so.
They've managed to take uptime monitoring, usually seen as just a cost, an operational necessity for agencies, and turn it into a genuine profit center. Achieving that claimed 90% price reduction while apparently improving features and value. It's impressive.
They didn't just join the competition. They effectively redefined the playing field, made the old way of pricing look, well, kind of absurd in comparison. It really does seem like a textbook case of Thiel's 0-to-1, creating a new kind of value, a new economic model that gives them that monopolistic edge.
And that really prompts a bigger question, I think, for anyone listening. When you look out at any industry, not just software or monitoring, where else might pure business model innovation, not just tech, create a similar, almost unassailable competitive advantage?
That's a great point.
How could thinking more like agency uptime, focusing on fundamentally changing the economics and the value equation, influence your own approach, whether it's in your business or just how you analyze markets?
Definitely food for thought. And if you are curious, maybe you run an agency or you're just interested in seeing this model up close. If you want to dive deeper into what agency uptime actually offers, you can find more information by visiting agencyuptime.com.